Good morning, good morning, and good morning. What a joy, what a privilege it is again for people of God to come together to thank Him and praise Him for who He is and what He has done in our lives. Saints, He has done marvelous. He has done marvelous things. He continued to heal. He continues to deliver. He continues to set free. Saints, I would not serve another God, a God who looks beyond our fault and continuously cater to our need. There is nothing that we have experienced good in this life that it wasn't because the Lord did it. The Lord blessed us. The Lord healed us. The Lord delivered us. That's why we should never complain. We should always give Him glory. We should always give Him honor. Wherever you are in this moment, thank God. The Bible says, in all things, give thanks, for this is the will of God. He didn't say for all things, but He said in all things. If you're going through something that you're uncomfortable with today, I want you to give Him thanks. I want you to show Him you appreciate Him. Show Him that you appreciate Him. Show Him that you appreciate Him. It is not the things that get you going. It's His presence. It's His concern for what you're going through that you really want in your life. You never want the Lord to feel that only when He bless you will you serve Him. Only when He give to you will you serve Him. Only when you can get your way will you serve Him. But serve Him in the moments that you're most uncomfortable. Serve Him in the moments where you feel like your world is about to cave in. God loves you. He has your name in His heart, in His mind, and on His list to heal, deliver, and set free. Whatever you're praying for today, let us look to the God who can do anything but fail. Whatever is going on in your life today, I want you to trust God with it, and I want you to let it go. I'm working on the message for Sunday. And one of the things that the Lord is showing me is that we can't go forward because we continue to hold on to things that God says, it is not a part of my will for your life. There are things that have left your life, and you're still hurting over it. But you have to recognize that if it was for your life, it would still be in your life. But in order for God to bless us in many cases, it's really because He had to remove some stuff out of your life so that you can move forward. The year that King Uzziah died, you remember the story, the text. It said, I saw the Lord high and lifted up, and His glory had filled the temple. Sometimes we have to let go of the things that's no longer. No longer means God says it's not there. The devil can't remove anything from your life without God's permission. The devil can't cause anything to happen in your life without God's permission. Do you hear me this morning? God wants you to recognize if it's removed, it's removed for a reason. And if something is still there, it's there for a reason. And since it's there for a reason, your job is to give God glory, to give God honor, and to give God praise. Whatever state you're in, thank Him because He knows what He's doing. And He's blessing your life even when you're uncomfortable. He's blessing your life even when you feel like I'm just done. He's blessing your life. It's called stretching you. It's called stretching you. Wake up, my sister. Wake up, my brother. I want you to hear me this morning. Whatever you're going through, the Lord is stretching you in that process. He's permitting it that it may stretch you so that you can take on the form of Jesus Christ. See, at one point in Jesus' journey, He asked God, why did you forsake me? Because He was being stretched to a level that He could not fathom. He saw the weight of the world. He said, Father, if it be your will, let this cup pass from me. That was the human side of Jesus. But then the faith part of the human side of Jesus spoke up and said, nevertheless, not my will, but thine will be done. To every person that can hear me today, nothing is by accident in your life. Nothing. Nothing is by accident in your life. Nothing. It seems like I'm repeating myself. But I'm not. I'm making sure it penetrates your spirit. Nothing. When the Bible says no weapon formed against us shall prosper, it's a signal to tell you the weapons will come. The things will happen, but it won't succeed to hurt you. It won't succeed to destroy you, but it will succeed to bless you. It will succeed to heal you. But there's a part in this situation you have to play. There's a part in the pericope that all of us have to take, and that's our faith. We have to believe God. We have to trust God. We have to know that God has our best interests at heart, and nothing that can happen in our lives, the Lord is not going to be aware of it. And if he sanctions it, it's going to bless us. Who would have thought that you would be where you are today, that you'll be as strong as you are today after all you have witnessed, after all you've seen, after all you've heard, after all you've been through? Who would have thought you would be here today with your mind steadfast, looking to the hills from which come your help? Who would have thought that? But look at God. Look at how God still blesses you. Look at how God still heals you. Look at how God still delivers you. After all you go through, after all your whining and complaining, he still got you on his mind. He's still healing you. He's still making the doctor's report out to be a false report, a false reaction, because he's still God, and he knows what he's doing. We have to trust him today. I beg you today, if you don't hear nothing I say, I beg you today to trust him. I beg you to turn your worry into worship. That's what I want you to turn it. Turn your worry into worship, because it's in your worship where you find your healing. It's in your worship where you find your deliverance. It's in your worship where you find God. You won't find him in complaining. You won't find him in giving up. But you find him in your worship. This morning, I urge you to let God arise in your life. Let God be the head of your life. Follow his direction, and he'll bless you. He'll heal you, and he'll deliver you. The word of God this morning is coming from Hebrews 11, a scripture that so many have quoted and so many understand. Today I want to read a version of this text that is not familiar, but I want you to hear it. Hebrews 11:1. This one verse reads this way. Now faith is confidence in what we hope for, and assurance about what we do not see. Now faith is confidence in what we hope for, and assurance about what we do not see. Now faith, not faith later, in the present moment, when we're going through hell. Now faith, when you have built up your life in faith. Many instances, you didn't need the faith because you watched God heal you. You watched God make a way. You watched God bless your life, give you the good job, give you the good resources. You've watched it. You didn't need faith. The Apostle Paul says in the text today, now faith. There's a reason why he said now faith. And I'm going to tell you, as I use it for a subject today, faith in action. See, we build a lifetime, a Christian lifetime, of working on our faith. But there will come a moment when you're going to need what you've been working on. And it does not make sense to spend your life building the faith just for you to come to a moment when faith is needed and then you fall apart. Now faith means use faith right now. Whatever you're going through, let's make it simple so nobody won't be confused today. Whatever you're going through, use your faith right now to get you through it. You are strong enough, you are wise enough, and you are bad enough to take whatever hits that life have offered you. Use your faith right now. Your word, you came on the call this morning, wherever you're calling in from across this country. Thank God for all of you who are calling. Some of you are sacrificing greatly because it's still real early in the morning where you're calling from. But wherever you're calling from, you wanted a word from the Lord. Here's your word. Use your faith right now to solve this issue. Use your faith right now to change this issue. Use your faith right now to prove who God is. He's never left you before. He won't leave you now. He has a promise over your life. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And thus far, he has lived up to his promise. You are not in this moment by yourself. The presence of the Lord is with you. The peace of the Lord is with you. And God is saying, take my peace and take my presence and get through what you're going through. Use your faith right now. It's what you do, and I want you to hear me. It's what you do in times of crises and calamities that truly matters on this Christian journey. All that testifying you've been doing, all that talking about how good God is, all that talking about the Lord is going to do this, the Lord is going to do that, and I love the Lord, all of that means nothing. If when you need to be able to depend on your Lord, you don't do it. See, he gives the testimony because that's the celebration. But the celebration always comes after the test. That's why they call it a testimony. The test and the moaning. The moaning is the celebration. He gives you the opportunity to testify of his goodness after you've gone through something with him. And after all you've gone through, and after all he's blessed you with, there's no need to give up now. What is happening in your life right now is not by accident. It's providentially permitted. Now go through it. Now put your faith on it. Put your faith in action. Confessing the strength, the might, the wisdom, and the ability of God during seasons of the day does not matter if you deny him during your night seasons. Your day seasons builds you up. Your night seasons, you have to let your faith do the walking. You have to let your faith do the talking. David said, yea, though I walk through, he's walking with stuff happening all around him. The Bible says the power of life and death is in your tongue. You're going to have to speak it. I know my change is coming. I know God will heal me. I know God will make a way. I know God will open up my finances. I don't know when, but I know he's not going to let me drown. I don't know how, but he's not going to let me fall through. And that has to be the life of a believer, one who walks it in the day and in the night. That's why I'm very big on making sure you understand what testimony is about. He's trying to bring about a celebration in your life, but he can't do it if you're giving up. He can't do it if you're falling apart. He can't do it if you try to call everybody else to tell them your problems and your situations and your proclivities. God is saying to you this morning, I want you to rise and be strong in me. I want you to arise and recognize the power of who I am. You talked about your faith. You professed your faith. Now walk it out. Walk it out, child of God. Walk it out, my brother. Walk it out, my sister. Our faith must be put into action when it's needed. See, action is not needed when you got a pocket full of money. Action is not needed when your health is 100%. Action is not needed when everything is going your way. The action of your faith is not needed in those seasons, but it is needed when you don't have a dime. When the bills have outran your month and your money. You need faith when you can't see your way clear. The same God you trusted when everything was going well is the same God you're going to have to trust when you can't see your way through. Paul says in the text, now faith. Paul's now faith speaks of us inserting our faith when all of our resources and sources can't help us. When Paul says now faith, he says you put your faith to action when faith is needed. Yes, you can build your faith. You come to church, you hear the word when things are going well. But when things are not going well, it is in those moments when you must put your faith into action. This morning, the Lord woke me up. I'm out of town. I know some of you are saying he's gone so much, but I'm trying to help people. And right now, I'm out of town, and I'm watching God. He woke me up this morning at 1:30, and I have not been able to go back to sleep. And he's telling me, Curry, I've allowed you to see so much, be a part of so much. You've blessed so many people's lives, and you're not done yet. But tell the people it's about faith in God, not faith in one's ability. It's not about our ability. It's about our faith. And sometimes God will take us through stuff just so we won't rely on ourselves. I'm preparing the word of God for you all for Sunday. And I'm trying my best to bring out this one thing. Let some stuff go. You holding on, trying to strategize and strategically plan things out. God is saying, let it go. I'm going to fix it. I'm going to turn it. I want your faith to be erected. Whatever you're going through, whatever is happening right now in this moment, let it go and let God arise in your life. Let your faith do the walking. Let your faith do the talking. I know that God is going to work it out. That's your faith talking. I see what is happening, but I know God. I hear what's happening, but I know God. And God is saying, if you can trust me like that, if you can trust me with this issue, if you can trust me to handle this situation, everything is going to be all right. Because David made this proclamation about the Lord. He said, I once was young, but now I'm old. But I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor its seed begging bread. And I beg you today, as you go through life, I beg you today to trust God, to honor God, and to acknowledge who he is and what he's able to do in your life. If the sun is not shining, if the sun is shining and you have everything that you need, faith is not required right now. So if you're listening to me and you're saying, well, Pastor, everything's good with me, listen to me. Tomorrow is coming. Later on is coming. Build your faith right now so that when the winds and the storms and the rain appears, you won't fall apart. Your faith is what carries you through. Your faith is what lifts you up. Your faith is what gets you through whatever you're going through. This morning we had the privilege of, I asked Michelle, I said, how is Ashley doing? I had not done my follow-up and talked to my family in Detroit, and we'll be talking shortly. But I asked her that question because the Lord, whenever I hear them on a prayer call, I get excited. Because just about two years ago, Ashley was not supposed to be here. But God will show me over and over and over again. God will show me who he is and what he's able to do. When the doctors say it ain't going to happen, that's not always what God has said. Put your faith in action, saints. My eyes have seen so much. My ears have heard so much. I've experienced so much. To now, the enemy doesn't bother me too much because he knows I'm going to trust God. I'm going to take it to the Lord. And I need y'all to model behind my system. My system is if it happens, God is permitting it, and there's a reason for it. We're just going to trust God. We're just going to honor God. We're going to let God arise and the enemy be scattered. If everything is going well, hold on. Things are going to happen. Your faith is going to be required. Now faith is exerting faith right now. Put it in there right now. Hold on to it right now, whatever is happening. And wherever negativity arises, I want you to let your faith do the walking and let your faith do the talking. The question of why. Why, Pastor? I hear you. You don't know what's going on in my house. You don't know what's going on in my job. You don't know what's going on in my finances. You don't know what's going on in my health. Why? Here's number one. For control. Your mind is running away from you. You're going to have to put your faith on it just to get your mind under control. Control is needed in this moment. You can't lose your mind because you're going to need your mind for where God is about to take you. See, he's going to bless your socks off. He's going to bless you for real, for real. But if your mind is messed up because you done went crazy trying to handle something that was not yours to handle, why have faith right now? For control. And I'm really speaking of control of your mind. It's your mind that the enemy likes to play, and he messes with your mind. Because if he can get you thinking you're crazy, you'll turn crazy. If he can get you thinking God can't fix it, you won't believe that God won't fix it. But I want you to exert faith right now. But number one, for control. But here's another reason why. For conclusion. Yes, for conclusion. You got to exert your faith for this matter to be revealed, what is going on. God wants to bring this conclusion to your life, but it's very difficult to bring the conclusion to your life when you are out of control. See, faith affords us the ability to see what God is doing in a moment. You can't see it when you're running crazy trying to figure everything out, but when you put faith on it, he'll give you a concluding moment. Oh, that's why this is happening. You'll have an oh moment, an ah moment, because you'll be able to see. Lord, I never would have saw this, but look at you. Look at how you made the way. Look at how you've opened the door. Look at how you've bridged the gap. We must put our faith in action right now. Number one, for control. Number two, for conclusion. But here's number three, for consecration. Yeah, see, faith in a hard moment purifies us. It cleanses us. When you put your faith on it, you allow what you're going through to make you better. Because God wants to bless you. He wants to bless you beyond what you're going through. You want to get stuck thinking you're going to die in what you're going through. But no, there's a consecration process to your calamity. There's a consecration process to your pain. There's a consecration process to your suffering. And it won't kill you what you're going through. It'll only bless you. And God is saying, you need to gain control. You need to have that concluding moment where you'll see what I'm doing so that I can consecrate you to be better, stronger, and more wiser. Why put your faith in action? God wants to just bless you. God wants you just to depend upon him. God wants you just to trust him. It seems so simple, yet so hard, because in our hard moments, we would rather fight. In our hard moments, we would rather cry. But God is saying, cast all your cares upon me, for I care for you. You called in this morning. This is your day. This is a day of a new beginning. This is a day of a bright, brand new moment. I want you to trust God. I want you to stand firm in who he is and let him be God in your life. You don't have to be God. Let him be God in your life. Let him be God in your life, my brother. Let him be God in your life, my sister. Let's pray together. Oh, God, our Father, we thank you. We thank you, God, for the word of God this morning. The word of God is very simple, and it's very clear to each one of us. Now faith requires that when there's a hardship, when there's a trouble, when there's a confusion, we put our faith to action, and we speak your word over everything that happens in our lives. We speak healing. We speak deliverance. We speak sanctification. We speak it. And God, we thank you. We thank you for giving us this word, because this word is going to help us to live just a little bit further. This word is going to help us to be better, not just as people, but as faith walkers, as believers. Yes to your will, God, and yes to your way. This morning, God, we lift up Deacon Elisha Jones. We lift him this morning, asking you, God, to give him peace in his mind. Give him peace, God, recognizing with you, he can make it. With you, there is strength. The illnesses that's in his body, we rebuke them, God, and we ask for total healing. Strengthen him, God, and lift him up. In this moment, you're yet able, and God, we give you glory. We continue to pray for Sister Vicki Clark. God, I had an opportunity to see her with my own eyes. You're just a miracle-working God. You just do anything but fail. You just show off, God, and we thank you because you honor us, and you tell us if we have faith in you, you can do the impossible. So, Father, you keep showing us, and we keep giving you glory, and we keep giving you honor. Bless her, God, and keep her, God. We pray for Brother Keenan Hunt. I pray, God, that you will continue to strengthen him. Continue to make him stronger and stronger day by day, moment by moment. Use him for your glory, God, and use him for your honor. Thank you for what you have done. Thank you for what you are doing. We pray for Sister Ashley and Sister Michelle. Thank you, God, how you continue to make them an example of your love, of your peace, of your ability to do exceedingly and abundantly. Yes to your will, God, and yes to your way. We pray this morning for Brother Ben Mobley. We pray, God, that you'll continue to bless him, continue to strengthen, and continue to keep. Yes, God. Yes, God. And yes, God. And now, God, we pray. We pray, God, for every person that can hear my voice. You know them, God, and you have them at the top of the week. This is the apex of the week. Father, there are some valleys that some may be in. Remind them to look to the hills from which come their help. Remind them it's their faith that's going to be able to get them to a place of control, a place of conclusion, and a place of consecration. Strengthen them, God, wherever they are. You're able, God, and we thank you. And God, we pray for those who have brought prayer lists to the call. We know, God, you're able to do exceedingly and abundantly. I don't know the individuals, but I know you, and I know that you can do anything but fail. So, Father, I stand with them according to your will. Let it be so. We lift them this morning, and we ask you, God, to continue to bless them, continue to keep them, continue to hold them. We pray this morning, God, for Reverend Wilson. I pray, God, that you would bless her and strengthen her, God, in this moment of her mission. Whatever is going on, God, continue to hold her close to you and continue to bless her real good and strengthen her real good. We thank you, O God, and we praise you. And God, this is our prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen. Have a blessed day, everyone.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Thank you. Have a blessed day, everyone. Thank you. Have a great day.
Breaking.